Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Coming face to face with our Lord and Savior, our living God, Jesus Christ. Words from the Gospel reading for today. Matthew 2 and verse 11. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage to him. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You'd recognize those words from the Gospel reading for today, Matthew 2 and verse 11. Today the church celebrates the Feast of the Epiphany, which is generally known as the revelation of Christ to the world. I must tell you, though, that we are a few days ahead this year because the feast day actually falls this Wednesday, January the 6th. The season of Epiphany is used as a time to reflect on our Advent preparation and our Christmas celebration of the birth of Christ, and to thank God for giving us the chance to share hope, peace, love, and joy in the midst of all the challenges and the opportunities of last year. For many, it's been a roller coaster year. But the great thing about being on a roller coaster is that there's some highs and there's some opportunities. And we pray that by God's grace, we have looked for opportunities to serve him and to serve others. But at the beginning of the year, there's a tendency to set new goals, to have a look at our lives, and perhaps make some New Year resolutions. As we think of our plans in the midst of all that's happening in our lives and in the world around us, the scripture readings for today bring us a message of hope for 2021 and beyond. Now, when we think of hope, most of us feel a sense of optimism, don't we? And an expectation that something good is going to happen. We know that we have lots of expectations around the COVID-19 vaccine. We have lots of expectations around some bright signs that we are seeing all around us. But be assured that Christians know that our hope comes from placing our trust in God, on whom we can always rely. Admittedly, hope is often undervalued as a Christian virtue. In Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, which was read today, he encourages them to remain hopeful, assuring them that God's love extends to all. Here is what he wrote to explain that both Jews and Gentiles were now part of God's plan of salvation. And I quote from Ephesians 3 and verse 6. The Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. My friends, this provides some context for a close look at the gospel reading, which is Matthew's description of the visit of the wise men to the baby Jesus. So as we reflect on the gospel reading, I invite you to think of three questions. First of all, who is this newborn baby that these wise men are trying to find? Why do they travel so far to worship the baby and to offer him precious gifts? Where does this newborn baby come from, and what is the reaction when he comes into the world? We know that Matthew presents Jesus as the King of the Jews, the Messiah, Son of David, born in Bethlehem, in fulfillment of the Old Testament prophet. He reports that even the chief priests and scribes would know from the Old Testament where the Messiah was to be born. And so they told King Herod, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. But we are aware that Matthew emphasizes that Jesus fulfills the Old Testament prophecy as a son and successor of the great King David, as told by Micah. So today we celebrate God's revelation of himself through his son to the three wise men. But a little about the wise men. We are told that the wise men had a strong desire to meet Jesus. They came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." So, first of all, they had a strong desire. Secondly, they took action and set out in search of Jesus. They persisted until they found the Christ child, following the star until it stopped over the place where he was. When they saw that the star had stopped, Matthew tells us, they were overwhelmed with joy. So they had a strong desire, they took action, and thirdly, they accomplished what they set out to do. They arrived at their destination through the Holy Spirit and the light of the star to guide them. And there they found the newborn baby Jesus and worshiped him. Matthew tells us that they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. As the wise men searched until they found Jesus and displayed qualities that could serve as an example for us. And the first example that I think is worth considering is they adored the living Christ. We were all made in the image of God. We are lovingly created for a relationship with him, to worship God and to respect each other. And as we come to the end of the Christmas season, I am reminded of the words of a well-known carol, which I'm sure is quite familiar. The words are quite familiar to many of us today. "O come, let us adore him." The wise men showed the quality of adoration, and we are called to adore our living Christ, not today only, but always. Secondly, the wise men showed humility. And we too can develop this aptitude, not by focusing on ourselves, but rather on others. Treat others with dignity and make room for others in our heart as God makes room for us. The third example from the wise men is to cultivate a spirit of generosity. The wise men brought precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But our gifts might not necessarily be material gifts, but rather something that is meaningful and makes a difference to the recipient. Can we perhaps take some time to pray with and for others? Can we perhaps make a few telephone calls, especially by reaching out to those who live on their own? Yes, my friends, let us practice generosity of spirit and be a source of encouragement to each other. And so some closing thoughts for today on this day when we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. Even as an infant, Jesus inspired both worship and hostility. He was rejected by King Herod and all in Jerusalem. However, the wise men came to Bethlehem to worship him and demonstrated a model of faithfulness to which we could all aspire. They were obedient and did what they were told, didn't they? They kept it simple. They followed the star. Can we follow the light of Christ? They sought no honor for themselves. They were humble, kneeling before a woman and a child, which was quite unusual in those days. They displayed characteristics of servanthood in contrast to the powerful who rejected Jesus. Today, my friends, wise men and women are still seeking Jesus. So let us accept the challenge to look for God's revelation to us in our everyday activities and in the people all around us. May we have a closer relationship with Christ and become messengers of hope to everyone we meet, for we know that we can depend on God's promises. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for revealing your Son to us. We place our hope in you, for you alone can give us the peace which surpasses all understanding. Thanks be to God. Amen.